Ladies and gentlemen of New York and Pennsylvania, I'm Dr. Stephen Coleman with commentary on the Family Life Network. In 1819, the then Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court, John Marshall, in the case of McCulloch versus Maryland, wrote, and I quote, "The power to tax is the power to destroy," unquote. That was true then, and it is true today. Take the state of New York. The tax on a pack of cigarettes in the Empire State has gone through the ceiling. On July 1st, New York increased the tax on a pack of cigarettes by $1.60. This was added to the existing tax of $2.75. Hence, smokers in New York now have to pay a whopping tax of $4.35 on each pack of cigarettes that they purchase. You know, I don't smoke, and I think that smoking is a horrible habit, and I urge the young people who are listening to stay away from smoking. That said, I think that adults in a free society should have the right to smoke what my late dad used to call coffin nails. Ladies and gentlemen, through its outrageous taxation of cigarettes, the state of New York is interfering and threatening the right of people to smoke in a free society. My goodness, the average pack of cigarettes in the Empire State is now over $9. Thank you very much, but I don't want a nanny state where politicians take away rights or try to take away rights through unjust taxation. Yes, the power to tax is the power to destroy, and that is exactly what is happening to the right to smoke in New York and, for that matter, elsewhere. With commentary on the Family Life Network, I'm Dr. Stephen Coleman.